have a necklace that's made out of lots of things strung together. You call it?
Well, a combination.
Okay. Would you usually say if you had a necklace that was made of beads, for example, would you call it a pair of beads or just call it beads?
A beaded necklace.
A beaded necklace.
Mm-hmm.
What would men used to wear to hold up their...
Suspenders.
What would you hold over your head when it rained?
Umbrella.
Now, when they would be making up a bed, what would be the last thing they put on the bed?
Bedspread.
Do you remember hearing the old people call it anything?
Counterpin.
Counterpin. Oh, you can remember hearing
that? Yeah, because I have made up a bed with a counterpin.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, at the head of the bed, you put your head on the...
Well, it used to be a spread that she called booster pillows.
Oh.
They used to have long pillows, like you see these little flat ones now that have the separate, what we call a sham. I think that's what we call. But they used to be one pillow all the way across.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And you see, have you ever seen any... sheets, and they would take and put a board around them, and they would call them bedspread. They would call them bedspread. But they would have enough for a booster. You take, it's made in a roll.
In a roll?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they take that and have enough left
over
to cover that.
Cover the booster, yeah.
Oh. You have just noticed everything. You just noticed. Well, you were mentioning quilts earlier. You know,
yes.
that you use those frames
yeah.
for making
mm-hmm.
quilts. Did you ever know of anything, something like a quilt called either a
comforter?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now sometimes, like if you had people staying with you, especially children, and they didn't have enough beds,
they'd make a pallet on the floor.
You are so quick, I don't even have to ask you the questions. You get them before.
Oh, Lord.
Here's something, you know. Now, this next part is about, now this is something, we need Mr. this. This is kind of farm stuff again. This is about land. And I don't know if you'll know this or not, but we'll see. Land that'll grow just anything that you don't have to use fertilizer on it. You'd say that land is really
rich soil.
Would you ever say fertile or call it?
Well, it's fertilized soil.
Now,
black soil.
Or black soil would be good soil.
Mm-hmm.
How about kind of flat land that might be along a...
Well, you call that sandy.
Sandy?
Sandy land.
Sandy land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right around a stream or a river, low land like that, do you know what you call that?
I think you'd call it river bottom land.
River bottom land, yeah, sure. Oh, somehow you know that. How about land or an area that's got just kind of stagnant water on it all the time? The water never does go off of it.
You would call that,
I don't think I'm describing
stagnant water.
Stagnant water. Now, let me give you an ask. If you say, would you probably call? Do you call something a swamp?
Yes.
Uh huh.
Swampy land.
Swampy land.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about a marsh? You know. No.
Well, that's. No, I don't know about that name.
Now, if you wanted to get the water off of a swamp, what would they have to do to it?
Well, they would have to drain it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You'd have to make your drainage ditch.
Drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're good. What would you call, that sandy soil? Have you